possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Black flies are closely related to mosquitoes. They're a biting insect that transmits disease and is basically a pest for most of the world. UGA has the only black fly colony in the world. It's used for evaluating larvicide and studying disease transmission. Today, we're joined by Elmer Gray, who is a keeper of the colony, and he's here to tell us a little bit more about black flies and how they're used at UGA. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, April. Thank you.
Before we begin, can you explain what exactly we mean by a colony?
By colonization, we mean that we have the adult flies. They lay their eggs in captivity in a room, and then we hatch those eggs and grow them through their complete life cycle within one area. So everything is included and grown indoors in one room.
How many members of this colony do you have?
We have 9 rearing units and over 2 million specimens in colonization right now.
Wow, that's a lot of things to keep up with.
Yes, they require a lot of maintenance. They're taken care of every day of the year. There's a food solution that's made up to feed the larvae, and the adults are collected as they emerge from the rearing units and mated and stored for oviposition or egg laying the following week. So it takes a lot of resources, a lot of work, and a trained staff of multiple group. We're lucky we can incorporate a lot of students. That's one of the things that it really works well in a university environment, because we always have a few undergraduate students who are willing to work 10, 15 hours a week. So we have a group that helps spread out the work effort.
So every day of the year, someone is looking after this fly colony.
Every day of the year, and it's the only colony in the world, these insects, so it takes a special attention. There's flowing water involved. Black flies, the larvae develop in flowing water as opposed to a mosquito larvae that develops in still water. So there's pumps, there's flowing water. The larvae have to be fed a solution every day of soybean meal and rabbit chow.
These insects are used for testing larvicide because they are, black flies are such a nuisance in most of the world. What diseases are they spreading?
Okay, black flies are widespread pests. Here in Georgia, we don't really recognize them as pests that much, but they transmit river blindness, a filarial nematode in Africa, large parts of West Africa. So they've got there's a large foci of blindness that has been caused there through the years. So black flies are involved in that. And then across much of North America, the northern part of the country, Alaska, Canada, black flies are tremendous biting pests where they bite people and are often considered a worse pest than mosquitoes in the areas where the biting species occur.
Are you having to share members of your colony with other universities, other research universities? Will they come and do research here?
Yes, we've collaborated with a lot of different people. We grow the colony for the larval stage to do testing with the biological larvicide Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis. So there's a biological larvicide we use. It's safe to treat rivers and streams with, doesn't hurt the other non-targets. We do research with that for the company that produces the larvicide. By having 2 million specimens in colony, we have a lot of surplus. So we do share material with other collaborators who have done research on disease transmission with the adult flies. We even ship flies to companies who do allergen testing to see if people are allergic to black fly bites. So we use them for a wide range. And anyone for student research, anyone who's interested in collaborating with work, we are more than glad to work with.
Can you tell me about some of the interesting research that's happening right now, either at UGA or perhaps through some of your collaborating universities?
Some of the most important work we've done in our lab deals with how the larvae feed. The larvae are described as indiscriminate filter feeders, so they're attached to substrates, to grass, to trees, rocks, things like that, and they filter the water as it goes by. And what's in that water will affect how the larvae feed. If there's a lot of algae in the water, they'll like to feed on the algae, so they'll feed very aggressively on that. And they're not as susceptible to the larvicides, even though the larvicide formulations may be perfectly good and very potent. But if there's a lot of other food material in the rivers, they don't feed as aggressively and aren't as susceptible to the larvicide. So there's a lot of things like that. Larval feeding has been one of our emphasis areas through the years.
And is that work done with a collaborator here at UGA?
The majority of it's been done through our labs the operation of our lab. Dr. Ray Noblett has been the principal investigator. Dr. Joe Iberg got his PhD doing this work. So there's been a number of students who have been involved as well.
And what can you tell me as far as the work that's being done on river blindness?
River blindness affects about 800,000 people a year still across parts of West Africa. The World Health Organization had operated a large black fly control program in that area using the larvicide that we work with. They have transitioned more to treating the people with ivermectin to try to control the filarial worms in the people. And that's been successful. There's concern that the worms may develop resistance to some of the drugs. So we're actually hoping to start up some new work in collaboration with the vet school and some of the people there to look at other possibilities for controlling this.
Well, it sounds like very important work. Thank you so much for being here today to talk about the black fly colony.
Thank you very much.
Today we've been speaking to Elmer Gray, Public Health Extension Specialist with the University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.